Senators Arlen Specter and Bob Casey announced that $2 million toward improvements for the Route 30 and Harrisburg Pike intersection have been included in the Senate Transportation Appropriations Bill. At a time when municipalities are shoving their cost of infrastructure onto developers, isn't it remarkable that our federal government is offering to pay for off-site improvements to make possible the proposed Crossing Shopping Center across from Long's Park? The New Era reports Ben Bamford, development manager for High Real Estate, as saying, quote, "It is encouraging. I think the senators understand what we're faced with the breadth of this project," unquote. It may be encouraging to High and their partner at the Monopoly Lancaster newspapers, but it is discouraging for taxpayers who have to pay the $2 million. NewsLank speaks truth to power. Isn't it time you do too?